New York World Trade Center redesign, again. 2 years of work on designing Freedom Tower, the replacement for New York's World Trade Center, may have gone down the drain because of police fears that the building might be vulnerable to truck bomb attacks. This means it's back to the drawing board for the proposed development on Ground Zero. The 1,776-foot, or 540-metres, skyscraper was intended to show the world New York's ability to overcome the adversity of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. It was meant to be one of the world's tallest buildings and a symbol of liberty. The cornerstone for the building was laid on July 4, 2004, and marked the reformation of the Twin Towers site. Officials have said building designs are being revamped and new plans will be unveiled within weeks, although eventual completion will be delayed by at least a year. The building was due to be completed by 2009, but that is now in jeopardy. New York State Governor Pataki said he has every confidence designers will come up with yet another magnificent design that will once again inspire the nation and serve as a fitting tribute to freedom. Ground Zero site developer Larry Silverstein concurred, "It is crystal clear that we all share one goal, delivering a spectacular and secure Freedom Tower as quickly as possible."